President Trump's executive order on October 19th demanding streamlining federal regulations and improving water reliability was appreciated by the California farming industry, particularly those south of the Delta. Mario Santoyo is executive director of the San Joaquin Valley Water Infrastructure Authority, which promotes the building of the Temperance Flat Reservoir Project east of Fresno. Mario, this executive order was a big part focused on rewriting the flawed 2009 biological opinion, which caused millions of acre feet of water that would have been used by San Joaquin Valley farmers. Instead, it was flushed to the ocean.
The details are, we won't know what they are until we actually see the executive order. The idea here is going back and redoing the biological opinions. He's instructing Commerce and Interior to do it, because that's where the conflict is. Remember, it was because there was two biological opinions, one for the smelt, one for the salmon, from two different departments, and they conflicted. And he's trying to streamline environmental reviews and all of that. So in terms of significance, the significant factor is that he's facilitating more flow south of the Delta through the pumps, through the instructions, because he's going to appoint a director from the Interior to be kind of the point man reviewing the decisions to and the documents necessary to make operational decisions.
Well, if a new biological opinion comes to play and doesn't make the environmentalists happy, there'll be some lawsuits, I'm sure.
You know, there's no question the environmental community will want to challenge this in court. The state of California will want to challenge it in court. But the bottom line is they can't challenge something that, has been determined necessary by the federal courts. Federal courts have already made the determination that the two biological opinions were flawed and need to get redone.
Yeah.
All this is doing is accelerating them to get it done. And again, until there's actually an action, you can't sue nobody, right? I mean, you can't sue me because you think I'm going to do something. You can only sue me when I do it. I mean, the idea that there'll be lawsuits, I think, is reasonable to conclude, and they'll have to have a basis from which to sue. And if the basis is that, well, why are you redoing the biological opinions? Well, the court dictated they were flawed and instructed they need to be done anyway. So there's no basis for suit along those lines.
When the new biological opinions get done, Mario, we've got to include all the other stressors. I mean, the predator fish on those endangered species.
Well, this is what I've told people. I've told them getting them redone is fine. Unless you take into consideration the other Delta stressors, you may not end up with anything better what you got now, because it's the same people that will be doing those biological opinions. And if they lean basically green and or conservative, why would they say anything different than what they've already said? Unless they're required to look at the other stressors and there is some oversight in how they do it. So again, devil's in the details. Hopefully the executive order specifies and provides authorization to both the Secretary of Interior and the Secretary of Commerce to say, hey, you guys need to work in together in developing a concise and consistent biological opinion on these two species. And in doing so, you need to look at this, 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 and this, and not just that. That's what's needed, okay? And so if the executive order provides that type of authorization to the secretaries, then there's high confidence that, you know, they'll probably get it right. If it doesn't specify it, then there's a risk that the fishery guys will come up with the same words they came up with last time.
Is this a little step in the right direction, you think, Mario?
Oh, no, this is absolutely the right step, okay? So this step should have been taken a long time ago, you know, but it's important that it gets started, and this gets us started. And again, my thinking would be is that the administration is working closely with, you know, our congressional representatives, and they inevitably will be working with the water agencies. And there's no way that anybody's going to let the biological opinions get done in the same way it was done before. So I have a high confidence they're going to do it. But until I actually see it in the words in the executive order, you know, then there's this unknown factor.
Okay. Now, the reason we're talking to you right now is that there were some hints in that executive order that, hey, water infrastructure is greatly needed. We need to do something. And, of course, Temperance Flat Dam is like on the minds of everybody.
I think it's going to hint in terms of obviously support, hopefully a little bit of money, towards storage. And, you know, my thinking is that, you know, Trump really should be pushing Shasta, it should be pushing Sites, and it should be pushing Temperance. You know, I think a little money from the federal government goes a long way in terms of getting these projects up and running. And so, but again, we don't know what exactly it says until we read it. But at least the indication seems to be that there'll be something there. But remember that if he decides that this executive order will make a difference, and let's say it doesn't have a lot for storage, there's no reason why he couldn't do a second one, okay?
Yep.
So we need to be thinking about that, and maybe we need to encourage people to communicate with the president that if it doesn't have storage, communicate with him that, you know, he should consider that as a second one and really help our Central Valley with water for the east side kind of deal. Because remember, this action on the Delta helps principally the west side farmers, and we really need help both on the west and the east.
But if you look at the other stressors in the Delta, then you can't blame everything on the smelt and the pumps, right?
Right. And see, that was what, there was two major flaws in how they handled the biological opinions previously. One is that they limited the actions to only the pumps and not the other stressors. And two, they had two different agencies working on separate biological opinions that had an effect on the same operations. Inevitably, they conflicted against each other, basically lack of coordination. And so those were the two major flaws. I think there was clearly an understanding also that it didn't really take into consideration economic impact to the valley. It strictly was focused on the impacts to the fish. And that's the rationale why the federal court said, no, they got to get redone. But they've been hanging out there, right? So all this is doing is saying, hey, it's time to wake up. Let's get them done. And we need to get them done quicker and hopefully get them done right kind of deal.
Okay, well, at least we got something that looks like it's going the right directions to help the farmers get what they need. And the number one need is, one of the things is respect, but the other one is water, right?
Yes, it's a correct and major first step forward, okay?
Thanks for all you did to help that happen too, Mario. You must have had some big part of it, okay?
You know, I can't take any credit other than the fact that you got to remember 2009, when we marched with 4,000 people, our theme was turn on the pump. So we kicked off the idea that our voice needed to be heard. And, you know, unfortunately, it took a long time before it happened, but it did.
That's Mario Santoyo, the executive director of the San Joaquin Valley Water Infrastructure Authority, based in Fresno.